Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson in Idaho, filling in for the effervescent Casey Conrad. Casey, of course, is in RD meeting the next couple days, and the contingency that she had for hosting today fell through at the last minute, and so I stepped in last night and said I would do this. I don't have a theme for Motivational Monday like Casey often has, but I have something we can talk about. But first, let's go through some updates. From June 16th, when we were released to start shipping by the FDA, until last week, we shipped 5,000 Go sets, more than our most wild projections. And as such, any orders placed after July 28th, there's going to be a delay in shipping until next week because we have an air shipment coming. We have more coming on a ship, but we just went through way more Beamers than we ever thought possible. And so orders taken July 29th and after, we'll start shipping those next week. Please be patient with our customer service staff down in Carlsbad. They are on a skeleton crew. They're working their hardest under really challenging circumstances with the rollbacks going on down there and the social distancing that's required. We have a few people working massive hours. And so just be kind to them when you do get through them. The hold times right now are pretty long. I suggest calling really early in the morning, like 7 a.m. Pacific, and anticipate a hold time of 20 minutes or so. I did that this morning, but we will get somebody on the phone and just understand some things are out of our control. We're ramping up as quickly as possible. And in light of these challenging times, I expected this from Beamer. They have extended the $144 distributor fee to August 31st. Normally it's $390. The Go Set pricing of $3,990 continues till September 30th. Now, of course, the battery went away last night. Any orders placed starting today will not have the lithium battery, and that goes through September 30th on that pricing before it goes up to $4,890. Pacesetter contest continues through August 31st. Oh, garbage truck. Hang on, folks. Close the door. And, of course, the Pacesetter promotion is anybody who goes from junior to senior in 60 days earning 5,000 points will earn a $1,000 bonus and a Pacesetter jacket. This applies to all existing distributors like myself. I can just go hit senior all over again, and I'll earn this bonus. For new people that are coming on board, they have 60 days from the moment they start. And this promotion for new people will go all the way to December 31st. So somebody coming in as a distributor on December 31st will also have 60 days to hit Pacesetter. We have a national convention coming up September 11th and 12th. And, of course, this is going to be online. The cost to participate is $50. It's going to be an incredible 2 days of training. And we've got a great keynote speaker. Brooke Burke is going to open up the first day at 7 a.m. with a yoga session. We're going to hear from our founder, Peter Gleim. I encourage people to definitely register for that. presentations. If you're new or if you simply want your prospect to hear from someone besides yourself, which is always a good idea, a professional knowing what they're talking about. We have these great presentations taking place every single week. So Tuesday is a Go Set product presentation at 6 p.m. Pacific. Of course, this website is beamermeetings.com. We can send people to that. And it's a Zoom meeting that will start probably at a specified time. Wednesday, we have Beamer Basics in 20 minutes with Casey Conrad at 4:30 Pacific. Thursday, of course, is Lunch and Learn, often hosted by George Veronis. I think Bettina did it last week. And that's at 9 a.m. Pacific. Of course, we have to accommodate all these different time zones. So it is noon on the East Coast. And this is really a product presentation, but it is also very focused on the business side of Beamer. So it's a great meeting to get business-oriented people involved in. And then, of course, the equine unit product presentation is Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific. This last Saturday, we had a great national call. I've been on a lot of national calls in the last 5 years, and I do believe it was one of the best we've ever put together. And we unveiled in that call the first draft of the 8-minute story. That should be up this week in your distributor library. So we can really start focusing again on the 2-8-3 system, you know, piquing somebody's curiosity under 2 minutes, getting them the 8-minute story, and then tying them into a 3-way call with one of your mentors. And that call is recorded, that national call. It will be in today's newsletter link that you get from your national directors, George and Chris Veronis. If you're not getting that newsletter, sometimes, for some reason, these email addresses do drop off. It happened to me. I've not got it the last 2 weeks. And so we're just being encouraged to reach out to George and Chris's assistant, Claire Gallagher. And her email address is assistant@georgeveronis.com. And give her the email of your choice. I like to have my personal email used for these newsletters rather than it coming in the Beamer mail. And in honor of our theme, Motivational Monday, I'd just like to share with you what I'm motivated to do this year. You know, I come from an extensive sales background from the ski and outdoor industry, and after I left that industry, I did get involved in multi-level marketing for a period of time. I had a really bad experience with my multi-level marketing experience. It was so overly focused on recruiting and not product-based, and it left me with a bad taste in my mouth. So when I got involved with Beamer, I was super excited because Beamer is so much about the product and changing people's lives, and building a team of people is downplayed, and I like that. And so for most of my career with Beamer, I really let my business build organically in terms of building a team, and it suited me. It worked for my approach, my style that I preferred at the time. But I noticed, though, over the last year or so that, you know, I would definitely change more people's lives if I built a team of like-minded people sharing this great life-changing modality out there. And so my motivation for 2020 has been to definitely spend more time concentrating on building a team of like-minded people and not just getting Beamers into people's lives. Of course, that's the primary goal all the time. But with everybody that I talk to now about Beamer, there comes a time in the conversation, and I get to it fairly early on, when they seem excited about what the product's doing for them. Maybe they're doing sessions, having a great experience, or contemplating bringing one into their lives. And I'll always make sure I say something like, oh, by the way, if you do have a good experience, and somebody else ends up bringing a Beamer into their life based on your experience, Beamer has this really great referral program where they can pay you about $700 for every Beamer that you share. And people's eyes often light up. And I say $700 because that's 17% of the 4,000 right now. So I want to underpromise and overdeliver. Of course, you know, people go up to 25% commission, and that commission increases to $1,000, but I don't bring that up. I just say $700 in a referral fee. I don't use the word commission because so many people are, you know, they're so risk or sales averse that I don't even use that word. Now, later, if they are interested in doing that, getting involved with Beamer at that level, that's when I start really talking more dollars and cents and expectations, and I start using the word commissions. And what I don't want is a team of dependent business distributors. I don't really care if somebody just shares only one or two Beamers a year, but I do set up the expectation of the level of service that we, Beamer Corporate, expects. You know, I tell them that, you know, they need to be planning on a 60 to 90 minute meeting with that individual when they receive their Beamer, and they should do it face to face if they live in proximity, or arrange for a Zoom meeting if they don't, and to be talking to them every day that first week, and every week those first 6 weeks, and then every month that first quarter, and every quarter that first year, and then once or twice a year every year thereafter that. And when I lay down those expectations, a lot of people's eyes get really big, like, oh, whoa, that's way too much. And, you know, if I sense that's the case, then I'll say, you know, if that's not right for you, I'll pay a personal referral fee of a couple $100 for every Beamer that you share. And I'll do all the work, but I'll send you a couple $100 for all these referrals. And that is often exactly what somebody wants. But what, like I said, I don't want a group of dependent business distributors out there. It doesn't make sense for me to bring on somebody and make 8%, and they're making 17 or 25%, but they're not giving a high level of service, and I end up doing all the work and follow-up anyway. We've got to remember that basic marketing covenant that a happy customer will tell 5 people, but an unhappy customer will tell 20. And then if they do end up becoming on my getting on my team, I also let them know about direct sales versus building a team. And there are expectations there as well. If you're going to build a team, this is my opinion, I believe you really need to lead these people. And you're not going to bring on people and just sit back and collect commissions off their efforts without leading them. Back in the day when we were doing face-to-face academies, you know, I would attend academies with my new distributors. I'd be there for them and make sure that they're, you know, getting the newsletters, and they're getting tied into all the training and teaching them about their back office and how to read their commission statements and how to get into the e-learning platform, and maybe going with them on their first home meeting, or going to somebody's home to do a session and making sure that they're doing it the right way. Otherwise, you know, if you're going to build a team, you're not going to provide that level of leadership for the people underneath you. You're really better off just concentrating on direct sales and changing people's lives personally, but not building a team of people. So I'm motivated to build a team much more than just organically, like I have over the last few years. I've let this build really slowly, but I am putting out more of a concerted effort to talk about the business side of Beamer. As George Baronis always says, you know, there's a couple major concerns for people in the United States today. One, of course, is their health, but the other one is their wealth. And the home-based business model right now is probably more relevant than it has ever been with what's going on in the United States. So I encourage you to figure out, what are you motivated to do in 2020? And perhaps you do want to build a team of like-minded people like myself. Today is Motivational Monday, but it's just kind of a free-for-all on things that you want to talk about. I encourage you to either share stories on what you're motivated to do in 2020 as it relates to Beamer. I would also love to get some feedback from people on their assessment of the Saturday National Call, if you had a chance to get on that. I'd love to get your feedback on it. And at this time, I'm going to open up the lines. We have area code 386-238. You're live on Blog Talk. 386-238. You're live on Blog Talk. Maybe you mistakenly hit the number one. Are you there? Going once, going twice, and the caller dropped. Area code 801-473. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David. This is Cindy Parkinson, and I'm out walking.
Hi, Cindy. How are you today?
Good. I'm good. So good to hear your voice. So I was I was on the phone with one of my distributors who's on a ferry in Canada, and I said, we got to get on Blog Talk right now. So I appreciate the things that you shared, and I have found the same thing. You know, I'm in my mid-60s. I've been in Beamer for a year. I've built network marketing companies, and I'm just like burned out on network marketing, but I couldn't not buy the Beamer and share it. And I've been in for, it was a year during COVID. And all of a sudden with this sale, it has just exploded. I mean, the new Beamer Go, it's just amazing how much easier it is for people to afford, you know, $39.90 rather than $6,000. And I have a couple of distributors who joined my team who I had shared it with a year ago when I got in. And they were, one of them was really excited, but it just didn't happen until a month ago. And both of them became senior one of them became senior last week. Another girl I enrolled a year ago became senior last week. And then another one is going to make senior this week. She has 3 of her 4 sales, and she's going to meet with her parents tomorrow. But I just have to second what you said. Is there are only so many hours in the day, and I can only share the Beamer with so many people. But now that I have a team of people sharing it, it is just exciting. And I was just as busy as could be last week helping my team share the Beamer. This one girl, Sherry, who's on the ferry in Canada right now, she talked with someone last week, and that woman came over and beamed yesterday. And a half hour after she left my home, I got a text from her saying, I want to sign up, and the chiropractor I work for is going to buy a Beamer. And I just thought, we had 3 sales this week that it was just the very first contact and 3-way call, and they all bought. And I know that doesn't happen often, but that just encourages you so much. And now I think I'm only 2 sales away from becoming group leader, and I'm just so excited to move into management and to be able to get on those calls and just know the inside scoop. And I just want to thank you for all of your help. And I mean, I was expecting to hear Casey. Casey was my team leader on the fast track, and so she's been a really big help for me as well. David Sage, he's so busy, but last week when I really needed his help, he texted me, and we it didn't happen without issues. I mean, we had people that went in as a trainee and then their sale, or one person went in with a sale right before she signed up as a distributor, not realizing that she had to do both, and we've had our issues, and I feel so badly for customer service, but I'm just so thankful for Beamer and for what they've managed to accomplish with sending out so many Beamers and with fixing issues. And yes, it takes patience, but it's all going to be worth it in the end. And my goal, of course, is to help my 2 people get their 2 sales this month. So I my goal is to make group leader before this back order gets lifted. So that as soon as the computer can update, it will show. But again, I just want to thank you for all of your help and just everyone who has supported me along the way.
Well, Cindy, it is extraordinary what Beamer has pulled off since June 16th with shipping 5,000 Go sets, and super proud of you. That's so great that you're going to be hitting group leader here soon. I see you at a lot of events, and we're just excited to have another leader on the team out there raising awareness, and it takes a village, so it's great that we can support each other and go out there and change lots of lives. It's just awesome. A question
Thank
for you,
so much.
Cindy, are you
yes.
When you are bringing these people on your team, are you setting up a certain level of expectation on what they should do if they A, just concentrate on direct sales, or B, what if they do want to build a team? Are you setting any expectations on what kind of leadership they should provide if they want to go down that path? Because it's 2 distinctly different things. Direct sales is one thing and people can do it all day long, but when you start building a team, it's a whole nother animal.
Yeah, no, and that's why I really appreciate your suggestions this morning, because I need to be better at that. This woman who came over yesterday, She's going through a divorce. She has no money. I just didn't even expect her to even consider buying, and she has health issues, and I mean, she has major health issues, and I just wanted to help her. And she was supposed to come on Saturday, but she couldn't get out of bed. And then yesterday she was feeling better, so she came over yesterday. And, you know, I just mentioned to her that just the what it's done for me, not only health-wise, but financially in the past year, because my husband's been on disability for many years. And then I found out that she works for a chiropractor. And she's only worked for him for a couple months, but he's just been really a lifesaver for her as she's going through this divorce and custody battle. And she, you know, so I just explained to her the way the program works. And then she texted me a half hour later and said, my chiropractor wants to buy a Beamer. And I just texted her back and I said, okay, should we set up something or do you mean tonight while the battery's free? And she said, no, tonight. So I called her back and I said, well, we need to get on a three-way. And I said, does he want to sign up to share it in his office? And she's like, no, I'm signing up and he's buying the Beamer. And so, and she just going through a divorce and she has two kids and she had to use her stimulus to get an apartment. And so she needs some, I mean, she's got this job with the chiropractor, but she's going to need more than that because she's going to be raising these two kids on her own. She's been a stay-at-home mom for the last 8 years. So she's really motivated to share this. So, you know, whether she shares it just like you said, or whether she builds a team, I mean, people can decide that, I think, is, I mean, obviously she lives right here and her sponsor's in Canada. So I said, you know, I am happy to work with you as much as you want to work this. So, and I want it to work for you. And we did talk about making 4 sales before her 60 days runs out so that she can get that $1,000 bonus. Because in addition to helping people, that financial gain is really going to be huge for her right now.
Sure, sure. Well, that's great. I'm excited for her and you. Other question, Sandy, were you on the Saturday National Call by chance?
Yes, the Saturday National Call was fantastic. And I have to tell you, I have been to, I don't know, 4 or 5 academies and trainings in my first year, and I've been on every single National Call. And yesterday I'm thinking, oh, should I listen to this or should I keep making more calls since they extended the battery for 2 days? But I listen to every minute, and I just can't even wait for the recording to come out today so that I can listen to it again and actually make notes. What I like to do when I'm on Blog Talk or when I'm on calls or like a video recording, like yesterday one of my team members sent me a recording of a YouTube, and it's 13 minutes long, and it's a whole bunch of doctors over in Europe and just what they've noticed. And I like to take notes so that if I have somebody with that issue, like those testimonials yesterday, I need to listen to them again. And what you can do is you can share that recording with someone who has that issue and just have the, if they don't want to listen to 2 hours or 3.5 hours, they can just forward to that precise point where the person who's sharing the testimonial that really would speak to them, you know, they can just listen to that. And chances are once they listen to that 2-minute testimonial, they're going to continue to play the other testimonials or continue to listen more. And so I just, the tools that this company has just been phenomenal. I loved that training.
Yeah, that's a great thing to mention too, Cindy, is the testimonials that we get on Testimonial Tuesday, for example. If you hear a testimonial that is relevant to somebody in your life, getting them on that recording and having them fast forward to the particular minute where that testimonial starts, it can be really powerful for a person. Great suggestion. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, because we aren't supposed to share third party, but we can certainly put them on Blog Talk recordings. Yep.
Absolutely.
So thanks
again,
David, for all your help.
Soon to be group leader.
Thank you.
So today is Motivational Monday. I started out by talking about what I'm motivated to do this year in terms of making a much more concerted effort in building a team of people and not letting it just grow so organically as I have for the last few years. We're also talking about the Saturday National Call that just took place a couple days ago. Love to get feedback on either of those things. We can also just say this is a whatever Monday, and you can give me feedback or ask questions on anything else in your business. So hit 1 on your phone and rise in the queue if you have any questions or comments you want to share with us. Meanwhile, what else is happening with Beamer? The distributor library has been completely reorganized and much easier to read. It's categorized now by product, by the type of media, you know, videos versus PDFs, et cetera. We should see the 8-minute story any day, so that's going to be a great addition. And we do have some more callers in the queue. Area code 530-557. 530-557, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning, David. This is Bridget Nahan from California.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi. I have a question about the online academies, of course, since I've never attended one. You have to have Zoom and use Zoom in order to attend?
Yes, which is really simple because it's a free program.
Yeah.
You just go to, I can't remember what the PC version is. I think it's called the Play Store or Apple
uh-huh.
Store.
The reason I ask is because I have someone whose access to the internet is through a hotspot. And if they
mm-hmm.
use a Zoom for an extended period of time, they'll burn through their minutes.
They will do that. I'm in a particular place in Idaho where I have to use a mobile hotspot. And I just taught a 2-day academy with Bettina and Nora 2 weeks ago. And yes, I burned through about 3 mobile hotspots that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull that
yeah.
off. So you're absolutely correct. Unfortunately, it is what it is. And
so
you know, maybe they.
Listening?
No, there's got to be visual interaction, Bridget. You cannot get everything out of an academy without being able to see some of the PowerPoint presentations and slides. It's an integral piece to it, so it cannot just be audio. I may suggest perhaps finding some people in their lives that have better internet capability, offering
okay.
to do something nice for somebody that might be able to accommodate them for those 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But she is going to have to be on Zoom.
Okay. Another thing is, this is about the online academy again. This woman doesn't have a problem with access, but she's has 2 jobs. So
mm-hmm.
they have to block out exactly what period of time to be at the academies.
So it depends on who's hosting. If it's mm-hmm. me and Bettina and Nora, we're basing our academy on Pacific time, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. There are academies that are taking place on East Coast time and Central
okay.
time as well. And then there's another variable, Bridget. Some of these academies are usually Fridays and Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Chit Van, when she sponsors academy, she does them Saturdays and Sundays. And
so
then, and that's
are,
my what you need to be looking
they still
for.
Are, so it's still 2 full days, basically.
Yes. Yeah, 8:30 to 3 p.m. Pacific. And then there's the yes. Sabbath Keepers Academy that Bettina, Nora, and I just
mm-hmm.
finished. And those are on
right.
Sunday and Monday. Yes, they are.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah, but they do
that
have, they have to attend through the end.
Okay, great. And are they
okay,
going to continue? If someone... This woman's got to look at her work schedule because of the 2-day requirement. How long
mm-hmm.
are they going to extend the online academies? Do they have any? Is this going to be an ongoing constant, or is it just as COVID updates restrictions?
Great question, Bridget. I mean, it's hard to say. There are some incredible benefits coming from doing this online. We've got a lot of really great feedback from people on how,
mm-hmm.
It's way more cost-effective, not having to travel
mm-hmm.
somewhere, your hotel, airfare,
right.
et cetera. That's a big deal. COVID naturally is an integral piece of this. And yet, those of us who have been doing face-to-face academies for 4 or 5 years, we understand how unique they are in terms of, you know, creating the camaraderie. It takes a village. Creating relationships face-to-face is so powerful, and that is completely lost in this, in the online environment. So it may be a hybrid situation where we're doing like a basic academy for new distributors online, and then as COVID is through its life cycle and we get back to some normalcy, maybe we'll start doing more advanced trainings face-to-face for people that are really moving towards group leader, team manager. These are good questions. I don't think anybody has an answer right now.
When they announced that they were going to be doing the online academy, at that time it was normal enrollment fee, and that even if you did in the future want to go to a live academy, even though you had already attended your online academy, you still had a voucher to cover the live academy if you wish to go. Is that still the case?
Good question, Bridget. I don't have an answer to that. I don't know.
Okay.
I suspect if you've used your voucher, so to speak, to attend an online academy, I don't think you'd be able to just use your voucher again if you do a face-to-face academy. I mean, there's such hard costs involved with face-to-face academies. We've got to, you know, the cost of the room that you pay, the hotel, the contract that you have to create, the quality of food that we provide, those kinds of things. I don't know. Good question.
Okay. And maybe work out at the manager's meetings and maybe next month or something.
Maybe discuss these 2 days in the RD meeting.
I'm sorry?
It may be discussed today and tomorrow on the regional director meeting with Albert.
Okay.
That's taking place right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for all your support. You're terrific.
Oh, yes. You bet. Thanks for calling in. Area code 720-774. 720-774. You're live on Blog Talk.
Oh, good morning, David. Mary King from Bailey, Colorado, enjoying the beauty out here, as you do where you live. But, you're just so right on. And I've been doing some backup from what we did before, because you feel like people are just going to really help those that they sign. Or anyway, so I just agree with all that you said. I don't need to go into all that detail, but I just appreciate it, and like you, I have attended every academy here, plus the first one in Spokane, and I think we've made every meeting out of town. Anyway, it means so much, and I'm so grateful for past times with everyone, and we hope and look forward to that again. But, you know, the Saturday thing was outstanding. I wasn't even going to watch because I didn't have time. I was like, oh, my, that was incredible. So.
Yeah,
anyway,
what did you like best?
What
did you like best about Saturday, Mary? What was your favorite piece?
What did I like? The favorite part? I can't even pick a favorite. Everything just struck me. But what you've said about the team and working and building and having people, that wasn't on the Saturday, I don't think. I don't know. So much input.
Right. Well, Mary, I appreciate you calling in always. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, always good to hear yours and what you contribute to the body of Beamer. I mean, you've just become an amazing leader.
Oh, Mary, you're very kind. Thank you so much. And you make it a great
You're
Monday.
Welcome. You too.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 801-473. 801-473. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, David, it's me again. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I just wanted to respond to that one question about the live academies, if you have done your online. I heard it announced somewhere, and my guess is that it was on Blog Talk, that those who paid the $390 to enroll would be able to do an online academy and then also do a live academy when those start back up. So I just wanted to let you know that. And then I would just like to share my two favorite things about Saturday. One is the testimonials, as I already mentioned. But the other thing is every time I start to watch a new 8-minute video, I just feel like they do such a good job that it honestly just brings tears. It's just like I just feel, I don't know, just like impressed by the spirit to share this or something. So I just wanted to share that.
Thanks, Cindy. Have you been on the distributor library this morning? I have not. To see if it's
I have
been
not been on it this morning, but I did hear that it was going to be posted today.
Okay,
at first it
great.
Was said by the end of the week, but then I heard something about today. So
okay. Let's hope
nope,
so.
Nope, just got
Thanks
back from my walk, and as soon as this ends, I'll get in there. Okay, thank you. Thanks again, David.
Bye, Cindy. Area code 801-633-801-633. I'm on Blog Talk.
Hi, David. This is Janine Meekham in Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
And hi. Great call today. Great information. Great. I have a question. It's with the new things in the back office, I have it pulled up right now, and this is maybe a dumb question, but how can I get some of those videos so that I can send to people? That's what I don't know how to do. Is there some place that it can...
So if you go into your distributor library and you pull, go to videos, and I'm in there right now, but it's having a difficult time loading. So bear with me.
Sure. I'm bored.
Okay. It's loading. I'm almost there. Okay, here I am. Go down to videos. The Go Basic Plan video, for example, the first one, if you click on that, over on the left, you'll see the Go Basic Plan, MP4.
Okay, I'm going to take notes because my internet is behaving not well right now. I'm getting
the
looking
first
for
video with the Go Basic Plan, and then you click on that. There'll be a large icon on the left side where you can see a play button.
Right.
And you click on that.
Right.
And let me mute this. At the top right, you'll see several icons when that video is ready to play. One is an arrow that points down.
Yeah.
If you hover over that arrow, it'll say download.
Okay.
And then you click on that, and another little window will pop up on the bottom left, and it'll show that it's loading or downloading. And if you click on that, you should now be able to save it to your hard drive.
Okay. Okay. All
and
right.
You can email.
And that, and then I can email it to a customer or a client. Something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll want to do
yeah.
that with all those videos. All those videos that are relevant to the Go set should be part of an introductory email to your new customer. The week that maybe they're waiting for their Beamer, they should get this email from you with all these videos about the Go set, you know, basic plan, how to put it in the backpack, how to open it up, basic settings. These are all distinctly different 2-minute videos. And ask them if they could, in the intervening time between now and when they get their Beamer, if they could watch those so that when you sit down with them and help them unpack their Beamer, they've already been through that. It'll make that face-to-face meeting so much easier. Or if it's a meeting over the phone or Zoom, if they don't live in proximity, when they get started and you're teaching them about their Beamer and helping them unpack it, things like that. If they can watch those videos first, it's super helpful.
Right, right. Okay, cool. And yeah, let's see, my internet every day between 9 and 10 goes, or we're up to 10, goes crazy. So I'm having issue with that. But okay, so another question. Do you have an intro packet that you like to send or go take over when you go with people that are local?
Oh, absolutely. And I will mail it to people that are not. And this is something I talk about often on Whatever Wednesday. It's the customer care book that Danielle Rambert invented a few years ago for anybody that brings a Beamer into their life. You know, it's just something that's handmade, and it incorporates a lot of stuff from the distributor library in printed form. And if you want to put a little more money into it, make sure they're all color copies. Things like, you know, welcome to your Beamer, congratulations, you just got the gift that keeps on giving. This is a quote from Bettina Torres, and contact information includes the basic plan, includes a little description of what is Beamer that they could simply share with a neighbor if a neighbor is curious about what this thing is. It's got the frequently asked questions in it. It's got the new Go Set operating supplement, which is a really great supplement to the user manual. It's got pictures, and it's not so dry. So these are all elements of this customer care book that Danielle came up with years ago. And I email it out to people all the time. You're welcome to email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com, and I'll reply and I'll include it. And that goes for everybody in the audience right now. I'm happy to get this out to people.
Thanks a million. That would be awesome, because I was just going to ask you where to find the Daniel Rampert. So that would be awesome. Thank you very, very much.
You bet, Janine.
And
make it a great Monday.
Yeah, and you know, let me just tell you what I love about Saturday and the blog talk is
please,
the culture of
do.
The people. All righty. All right.
We have a good
yeah.
culture. Was there any single takeaway from Saturday, anything that you like best?
You know, I wish I'm like the other gal. I can't remember except I always love when George Veronis gets on. He's clear, he's specific, he's business, and it's full of substance. But it also
yes.
is full of heart. It's full of heart as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just some really good information. And again, like Cindy, I'm looking forward to go over it again, because when it's on recording, I can also pause it so I can take better notes. So anyway, yeah.
That's great, Janine.
And thanks so much, David. I appreciate you.
You bet. My pleasure. Be well. Area code 540320, 540320. You're live on Block Talk.
Hey, David. It's Marlise Vonk from Virginia. How are you doing?
Marlise. Dr. Vonk, how are
hey,
you?
Hey, David.
It's so good to hear
I'm
your voice.
Good.
How's your horse doing?
That's been a while. The horse has passed on to hopefully
oh,
a better
so
a better world. Yeah.
Okay. We'll
that
talk
happened
about it,
on May 8th.
I'll call you.
Yeah. But the horse did bring me to Beamer. You remember that?
Yes.
So we'll be eternally grateful. I wanted to share that I missed the Beamer Saturday, as I had the pleasure to co-host an amazing online academy with Stacy DeVore, her genius husband, Dr. Dennis, and Chris Allen, and it was a great experience, very 70, very excited new Beamer folks. We got them out of the gates running. So I will have to re-listen to the Beamer Saturday as soon as we get that recording, because I heard, you know, all the good stories about it. And I wanted to share an announcement since it's this week, the first Wednesday of the month. On Wednesday, we're going to do a Beamer Horse Set business opportunity presentation starting at 8:30 Eastern Time. And that will be on the usual BeamerMeetings.com. And I will be doing that with Cindy Schellenberg, also from the Equine Advisory Committee. And we're lining up some amazing business-oriented testimonials. So I would like to invite all the horse Beamer folks to tune in and also bring at least a guest. And so we can, you know, have good numbers on the call. And then on the second and fourth Wednesday, we'll be doing a product presentation for the Beamer Horse Set. So that will be the same time, same place. And so we're going to alternate that. So hoping to get good numbers on those calls so we can continue them on that frequency. So just wanted to announce that. Something people can put on their calendar and start lining up their prospects for that.
Thanks, Marlise, for sharing. I'm definitely going to be listening in.
Awesome. That's great. We'll love to hear everyone's feedback on that as well.
Okay, Marlise. And thanks for calling in. And my prayers go out to you and Fabio. And I hope you guys are back under one roof in the same location now.
Yeah, we are. We are. We are excited because we started a 30-day personal power experience with Casey Conrad this morning. So we're pretty on fire.
That's great.
Have a really good month of August. All right, blessings to you.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, and that wraps up our Motivational Monday, everyone. And thank you for putting up with me while I fill in for the incredible Casey Conrad, and she'll be back next Monday. And make it a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.